It was my first Christmas as a priest. I was celebrating the midnight mass, and it was just after the sign of peace. At that point, I had broken the host, and I remember that the Lamb of God that the community was singing was going on a bit long. And so I had this moment of kind of a pause. And I remember looking down at my hands holding the host. And it's a moment I'll never forget, because it's a moment I think the Lord was inviting me into a deeper awareness of what His presence in the Eucharist meant. I gave a homily that night on the vulnerability of God. God who puts Himself into the arms of Mary and her husband Joseph. God who didn't appear to us on a mountaintop in peals of lightning and thunder, but God who came to us in the vulnerability of a little child. I remember that not because it was a good homily per se, but because it's an important thing to remember in our own spiritual lives, that God appears sometimes where we expect Him the least. And as I looked at the host, I realized I was holding that same vulnerable God. I was holding in my hands the same God that put Himself in the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the first Christmas. And when I then held up the host to say, "Behold the Lamb of God," it was a profoundly real moment for me. God makes Himself flesh and blood in order to draw me in, to have this deeper relationship with me, because He loved me. He didn't want to appear on a mountaintop in peals of thunder and lightning and scare me away and let me go running in the other direction. He does what He has done from the very first pages of the Bible. Put Himself into my hands in order to draw me closer. We encounter in the Eucharist a person, not a proposition. The clear witness of sacred scripture is that God reveals Himself to us by making Himself present. All of the great revelations of the Old Testament are not about God giving His people ideas about who He is or by handing them a rule book, but rather about making Himself present, and that tangible presence in the midst of the people Israel is so that they could be drawn into a relationship with Him. All of the biblical prophecies, all of the promises, all of the revelations come down to this: I am in your midst, I will be your God, and you will be my people. The Church's doctrine on the real presence of Christ is simply the fruit of this revelation. Christ Jesus, the Word made flesh, is definitively God with us. He enters our time, He enters our space, He enters the frailty of our humanity, and He enters even the greater frailty of bread and wine in order to draw us deeper into intimacy with Himself. To know Him, to love Him, even as He knows and loves us. And the deeper we are drawn into relationship with the Lord, we are drawn into relationship with the Father who sent Him. Heaven is not an idea. It is a relationship. It is communion with the Father, in the Son, through the Holy Spirit. And the Eucharist is a foretaste of that, and our means of achieving it. We encounter in the Eucharist the reality of Christ's self-gift on the cross. And that gift enables us to give ourselves to God as a loving response. The Church has always taught that the Mass makes present and effective Christ's once-for-all sacrifice on the cross. Or in the words of the Council of Trent, the sacrifice of Calvary and the sacrifice of the Mass are one and the same. The passion and death of our Lord are not things that just happened to Him. In fact, especially in the passion narrative of John's Gospel, Jesus comes across as the only person fully aware of what is truly going on. He offers Himself because He loves us and the Father loves us. While the Passion, yes, displays all the violence and brutality of sin, it is a sacrifice totally motivated by love. It is a profound yes to the Father that undoes the knot of the no of sin. And that handing Himself over into the hands of sinful men, well, that certainly continues handing Himself over in the Holy Eucharist. It is the revelation of love in its most godlike form, to lay down His very life for His friends. And indeed, Jesus calls each of us friend. The sacrificial love of Christ in all its power is given to us to break the hardness of our sinful hearts and enable us finally to say yes to the life and communion God has desired for us from before the foundation of the world. The Mass makes love present, and the cross of Christ stands in the center of every Mass as a kind of measure of our response of love. The Eucharist impels us into loving service of God and of our neighbor. Again, Christ makes himself present to us in the sacrament so that we might be drawn into a real relationship with him. And that relationship has consequences. Christianity is discipleship. It is relating to God in our midst, learning from him, knowing him, loving him, and seeing everything and everyone else in the light of that relationship. We serve our parish community so that other people can come to worship God in the beauty of holiness. We serve the sick and the poor because the Eucharist teaches us the depth of God's love for them and their inherent dignity and beauty. We share our faith and teach by example the moral wisdom of the Church because we want other people to know and experience the joy we have of a personal relationship with the risen Lord Jesus. The Eucharistic revival has given us an opportunity in the Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter to tell our story. Ours is a story of communion with God, with His Church, and with one another. It is a joyful story, and yes, one that challenges us every day to lead more authentic Christian lives. In telling that story, we open ourselves to what comes next after this more formal time of revival. We are all meant to be missionaries of the Holy Eucharist. In baptism, we are all given a vocation somehow to proclaim Christ who is in our midst and who opens our eyes and our hearts in the breaking of the bread. So let's get to it. Let's be missionaries of His Eucharistic presence, because there is no telling the graces and the joys in store when we allow the Lord to revive His Church.